Well, let's go to Washington now again. Lawmakers on both sides of the congressional and Senate aisles have finished selecting the leaders who will guide them for the next 2 years, and there's a few surprises there.
It's a team that took us to victory in 05 and 06 and will take us to victory again.
You may recognize that voice. Yes, indeed. That is Nancy Pelosi. The same generals and lieutenants are going to be in charge of positioning their parties as those that we've seen in the past 2 years. Joining us to talk about it is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste.
Okay, so meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And yet, is it not the case that generally when you have big victories or big losses that we change leadership?
Well, usually when you have big victories, you don't, because the victors get rewarded. But usually when there are big losses, you have a change in leadership. But this was the change election 2010, right, Celeste? The big change election. How about the first, second, and third position of leadership in the House, the Senate, Republicans, and Democrats, all the leadership in Congress, the top three positions? Exactly the same. No changes whatsoever. So there's your change election. At least in the halls of Congress, the voters may have thrown out a lot of the rank and file, but the leadership, exactly the same.
Well, okay. So John Boehner, everyone expected him to become the Speaker of the House, and that's most likely the case since he got the top Republican spot, right?
Right. That's usual. Yeah.
But most people also expected Nancy Pelosi to not even run for the top spot, perhaps.
A couple of weeks ago, they would have expected that. And then just yesterday, Nancy Pelosi reelected to her leadership spot. She's going to be a House Minority Leader, 150 to 143. And that was a bit of a surprise because of the shellacking that Democrats got, lost at least 60 seats. I asked Joe Crowley, he's a Pelosi ally, he's a Democrat from New York City, why she was so easily reelected after her party basically got destroyed in this election. Listen to Crowley.
I think the majority of the caucus, including myself, believe that this election and the results of it were not due to any lack of leadership or any lack of effort on her part.
And Celeste, member after member said that there was a big loss. Yes, we need to reevaluate strategy, messaging, how we sell things. But Nancy Pelosi wasn't the reason.
Because they don't have any leaders. The Democrats don't have any leaders.
But the argument, Todd, would be that the voting public was trying to send a message to Congress on both sides of the aisle that they wanted to see a change in the legislature. And this is the farthest from change in the leadership that you could be.
Right. And that's sort of the point. And it makes you wonder, you know, like I said, they threw out a lot of the rank and file, a lot of members that nobody heard of have gone, and some senior members, you know, older members, incumbents lost on the Democratic side. But then you wonder, is the culture of Congress going to change? The way Congress operates really going to change?
By extension, are any of these new congresspeople and senators going to have the effect that they could have with the same leadership in place that they were campaigning against?
That's exactly right. The establishment leadership all across the Capitol hasn't changed. And those are the people who really make the decisions, make the strategy, decide whether or not ultimately, they make the political decisions to decide whether or not ultimately to cooperate or to clash, to cooperate with the White House or to clash with the White House. And so voters might be a little bit surprised in this wave change election that within the confines of the Capitol, under the dome, not a lot of changes when it comes to the big decisions.
Okay, change that looks exactly like what we had before is not change by definition, I think. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.